Linda Ness.
Across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Well-known Jamaican rhythm and blues and ska band, The Jewelers, are going to be playing at the Corn Exchange tomorrow night. And I'm really excited to be joined by frontman Tiber Cranston. Tiber, thank you very much for taking the time out to join us on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Hi.
In case anyone listening hasn't heard of The Jewelers, can you give us a little bit of background about the band and how it got started?
Yeah, we started out busking on the high streets many moons ago, myself and my brother, and it just grew from strength to strength from there. And yeah, we just managed to get a following and a lot to do with social media. We're not a signed band. We do it all ourselves. And my mum and dad brought me up on the music. My dad was one of the pioneers of motor ska and reggae back in the 60s and 70s. He met my mum, who's from West Africa. And yeah, as soon as we were born, the umbilical cord was cut. We were just playing much with ska and reggae, and I thought the whole world knew about it because that's all we had in my house. But later on, I realised that obviously it was quite a niche thing. And so, yeah, we started taking it to the high streets when we were in our sort of late teens. Yeah, it just grew from there. We're sort of southeast London base.
Yeah.
So we did a lot of gigs in and around that area because that's where people saw us busking. And then social media took off, and all of a sudden the north and the rest of the country found us. And so they're all sort of clambering to see us, and it's now gone from strength to strength.
And the busking, I mean, that sounds like a terrifying thing to do. Were you a wee bit terrified the first time you did it?
I was, but my brother, who was a couple of years older than me, we used to live in Canterbury. Canterbury's a very pro-busking town. He took to the streets a friend of his and was doing playing some music, and he came back and said to me, "I've just earned £15 in half an hour." And I was like, "What? So why don't you come and join me?" So he kept on and on, and I had a little bit of street cred then, obviously in my teens. I think, I'm not going to stand on a high street with a bucket and sing sort of old music. So, but yeah, I mean, I was shocked to see that we went out and we sung some of the songs that we'd known for years, and people loved it and went from strength to strength. But he was kind of front man for a while. And then we did a lot of duo stuff, a lot of Sam and Dave stuff. There's a ska band called the Blues Busters, and which we love. We were brought up on, and that was two guys singing. So we sort of emulated them. And yeah, it just went from strength to strength. But I think it was largely due to my brother being a bit older, being a bit more confident than me. So he sort of took me under his wing. And yeah, but if he wasn't there, I'm not sure I'd be doing it, to be fair.
Oh, really? Well, your voices, when you sing together, are just, I mean, your voices individually are brilliant, but together, it's quite magical, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
Yeah, thank you.
And last year you played Wembley Arena. That must have been a pretty exciting gig. Tell us about that.
It was like the pinnacle. It was like I stand in front of a mirror with a hairbrush going, "Wembley," you know, just when I was sort of like really early on in my life, I was sort of, you know, I used to do that. But then we had the opportunity to go and play it. And it was just us. We had a couple of other bands supporting us. And it was a blur. It seemed like people just see the tip of the iceberg. It was one of those things where it felt like I was only on stage for like 10 minutes. And obviously, we'd done like an hour and a half set, but it went so quick. And it wasn't until I saw the photographs and the video that I sort of became sort of overwhelmed with it. I was like, wow. It was a huge amount of people there. They travelled from all over. Lots of people travelled from, like, people from America, from Mexico, from Germany, from Italy. And wow. So, yeah, there was a real... Yeah, I think it's one of those places, isn't it, that if you've got a band and you really like the playing Wembley, it's one of the things you just go, right, let's put it in the diary, it's going to go and see them. So, yeah, it's been a gradual sort of like growth from us, sort of like going from strength to strength. So yeah, it just amazes me wherever we go in the country now, we're playing venues that a lot of these signed bands and chart acts are playing.
Yeah.
And when you see their pictures on the wall and you go, oh my God, I've just been listening to you on the radio and here we are playing the same venue. And it's kind of quite surreal. But I still marvel at it. I would probably say now even half my life of my singing career has been spent on the high street. So the thoughts of busking are never that far away from my head, because even though it was a while ago, I still spent a lot of time on the streets singing. And it's a great way to learn the skills of singing and dealing with the public. And, you know, because most people there are kind of shopping.
They haven't gone to see you, have they?
No. Well, they did after a while. It was one of those things where the first couple of years, it was a little bit of nobody knew who you were, and you know, there was a few people moaning, we're too loud and things like that. Then we started, people saying, where are you going to be next Saturday? Where are you going to be next Saturday? So it was like a contingency of people just to follow us around wherever we were. And then, you know, if you were in Croydon, you get the Croydon crowd. If you get to Canterbury, you get the Canterbury crowd, and so on and so on. So it was, it just built up and built up. And like I said, social media really has helped us tenfold.
Yeah, And Kiss on the Lips, that entered the charts, and without being signed up as well. That was back in 2004. It got to 21, didn't it?
Yeah, that was, my brother came to me, I went to drama school, and he came to me and just said, I've got a song, you know, we sort of been selling CDs, and, you know, he just said, we've got a pretty big fan base, and I've just seen the figures of how you can get into the charts, and, you know, we didn't do it the radio way. You know, when you get a radio, and a plugger goes and plugs a song on the radio, and if the producers like it, and they start getting an airplane, and it picks up from there. We kind of stormed in, and it was all over the news, and we were in, you know, middle page of the Evening Standard, and all sorts. And Sky News came around my apartment. I was living in Greenwich in South East London at the time, and they filmed the whole thing of us on the day that we got into the charts. So I'm not sure it's been done before, but it was really, really surreal. Having cameras in your apartment and then watching yourself on TV, just very, very surreal. But, yeah, I mean, that was back then. My brother's obviously since left now. He left about 10, 12 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
And so I've carried on with the band, and my brother does a lot more doo-wop and rock and roll and Lindy Hop sort of style of music, and I've kind of stuck with the ska and reggae, because we used to do a variety of things on the high street. There's a lot of soul music, a little bit of doo-wop and rock and roll, a bit of ska, a bit of reggae. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to try and give us a little bit of a... I just felt we sound a little bit like a cruise ship band. There was nothing against that, but we need to be given a label. What style of music are you? And I was always heavily influenced with ska and reggae.
Yeah.
So he left and went into the doo-wop and rock and roll, and I've carried on with the ska and reggae, and the public seems to just love it. And yeah, it's been a great roller coaster ride so far.
Do you fancy getting signed up by a record company, or do you think that would just cripple the whole thing? Because it can work both ways, can't it?
Yeah, I think it probably would now. I mean, there was a time when I would say never, it was one of those sort of things you just, but I think it's, people love the fact we've done it ourselves. People feel that, you know, they're part of the journey as well. And the great thing is that you get to pick and choose where you play. You know, there's no one telling you what you can and can't do. So it's a bit like standing on a high street. No one could really tell us what we could and couldn't do to a degree. And it's the same when we go and play venues. It's like there's no one telling me, or a manager telling me what I should and shouldn't play and what I should wear and all that. So, yeah. I mean, don't get it wrong. It would be nice sometimes to take that sort of headache out of it. But again, if someone approached us, obviously, I would always entertain an idea. We've done it really because there was no one else there. We've had a few people, you know, interested and wanted to sign us and stuff. But when we have got involved, it's gone up a little bit. I don't know. We didn't feel so comfortable. So we've sort of done it on our own. And yeah, it's been a great journey so far.
Yeah. And the band, do you all get along really well? Is it like one big family?
No, we age. We do get on. We do get on. By standing on a high street, first and foremost, we used to get people to come up, and they became the jeweler crew, the crew of people who used to come and help us. And first and foremost, there were people who just wanted to help us out by helping sell CDs and give out leaflets and help promoters and stuff like that. So they're all lovely people. But I think predominantly everyone around us, including the band, they're all nice people first and foremost.
Yeah.
You know, there's some great musicians in the band, but they're all very, very nice. And it's like, anyone coming in, it's almost like, yeah, you've got to be good at what you do, sure, but are you a nice person?
Yeah, you've got to get along.
Absolutely, because, you know, we're singing very upbeat, uplifting music. Yeah. So, you know, that I think that's got to be at the forefront of what we're looking for, and people come and join, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we mentioned already that you're coming to the Cambridge Corn Exchange tomorrow. Have you played Cambridge before?
We have. I think we played a venue called, is it Up the Junction?
Oh, the Junction, yes.
The Junction,
yes.
Up the Junction.
Well, you're playing Up the Junction.
That's a carry-on movie. but yeah, we have, and I loved it. I really loved it, and I loved Cambridge. I don't believe you're a million miles away from Romford, are you? I don't know if there's a straight line. I know Romford's in the Essex, and obviously Cambridge is where it is, but we were busking in Romford. I think we got booked to do a gig at the Junction a while back, and I remember going to the venue, and we played with Neville Staple from the Specials.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really, really love the venue, so I've always been hoping to go back to Cambridge. It's one of my favourite places. My brother and I used to busk there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was. You knew you were in Cambridge because the average coin in the bucket was a pound coin. Everyone else was like 5p's and 2p's. It's like people tend to have a bit of money in Cambridge. So I was always pretty happy to go there. But it's another cobbled street, quite pro-busking town.
Yeah. Very much so.
And it's a bit like Canterbury, which is where, you know, if we lived in another area that wasn't very pro-busking, I don't know if we would be doing what we're doing. But the fact of the matter is, we were in Canterbury pro-busking. And then obviously we thought, right, we need to find some more cobbled streets and pro-busking towns. And Cambridge obviously was just like that. But I do really love Cambridge, really like it.
And what can people expect when they go to your gig tomorrow? Are you going to be playing all the usual songs that you're known for?
And a lot of stuff from our new album. It's really high energy. Lots of people come to our gigs and, you know, everyone's going through some problem. Everybody. I mean, as you get older, you just realise it's how you juggle the problems when they're there. There's no such thing as I'm in a great headspace all my life. But I know that when people come to our gigs, we often get told how therapeutic it is, how medicinal it is. They leave saying that I've lost my voice, my feet are aching, I haven't danced as much in 25 years. It's all uplifting. There's nothing political, you know, there's nothing that is overbearing. It's very, very happy and upbeat. And you can stand next to someone young enough for your granddaughter, old enough for your grandma, all different races and colours and creeds. It's just everyone in a room having a fantastic time. And, you know, and you'd be surprised a lot of the songs that some people will obviously already know, or they've heard it. And, you know, it's amazing the atmosphere that gets created. And obviously we plug into the audience and they plug into us, and then it's just one big party, if you like. But it's a totally high energy, and we leave everything on the stage. We don't go, every gig we do is always different. I always try and make sure that you kind of go, right, I'm going to perform it slightly differently than I did before. Or but yeah, we love it. You don't need to go to the gym, put it that way.
It sounds like just the best night out ever.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. We love it. I mean, I absolutely love it. I couldn't think of doing anything else. And when I plug into the audience and see their reaction, listen to some of the things that people say about us and how our music has helped them through some really difficult times in their lives is just the most amazing compliment I could probably have.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I can imagine. Thank you very much, Tyra Cranston, for joining us this morning. And we're looking forward to the Jewellers playing at the Corn Exchange tomorrow night. It's going to be a brilliant night. Last time I looked, there was a few tickets left, but I know there's not that many. So
yeah,
if you
there's a handful left.
There's a handful. Yeah. So if you want them, get out and get them now. Thank you very much, Tyra.
No worries.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good day. Take care.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Cambridge 105 Radio.